The proposal comes from Republican senators who say Congress can't wait to pull DOD out from under the threat of further budget cuts. The Pentagon is already planning cutbacks of $487 billion to its previously planned spending over the next 10 years because of the failure of the so-called Super Committee to find a package of $1.2 trillion in government-wide cutbacks. DOD will get hit with another $492 billion in cuts if nothing changes. Arizona Senator John McCain says it's time to make that change.
This is a common sense proposal. It is only 1 year. We have rushed to this decision because the Pentagon must begin planning now for what they're going to do next year. So if these cuts are enacted, they would have to plan on that at a very early occasion.
The bill that McCain and fellow Arizonan John Kyle introduced yesterday would only put off sequestration for 1 year, and the pay for would be the federal workforce. The senators say they'd make up for the first year of sequestration cuts by shaving $110 billion off of the federal payroll. They'd cut back the total federal workforce through attrition and extend the federal pay freeze. Kyle says that would provide enough money to cancel the first year of sequestration, not just for DOD, but for non-defense discretionary accounts as well.
In order to be successful, this exercise will have to be bipartisan. And so we haven't just focused on defense, but we would raise the money this year enough to both avoid the sequester on defense as well as the non-defense discretionary spending, because we know a lot of our Democratic colleagues care a lot about that, as do we. So this would be the first year in a 10-year plan. Obviously, if we could agree to 2 or 3 years, that would be even better. But we thought we'd better start now. As Senator McCain said, the Pentagon is already beginning their planning for 2013. There's going to be a lot of wasted motion and energy if we have to go deep into this year before this legislation passes.
So far, congressional Democrats and the White House aren't biting. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the proposal skullduggery, going back on the debt deal Congress agreed to in the Budget Control Act last summer. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president will only agree to undo sequestration if Congress can find a balanced approach to deficit reduction.
Some members of Congress promised to their constituents, promised to America, you know, with the Budget Control Act, look what we've done. We're holding our own feet to the fire, my fellow Americans, and then a few months later decide, we didn't really mean it, let's change that. That's not how it works, and that's not how it should work. The cuts have to take place. Congress is compelled to make them happen. And this president will obviously sign into law a balanced approach to making that deficit reduction happen.
The Senate GOP proposal would cut back the total federal workforce through an across-the-board partial hiring freeze, hiring 2 federal employees for every 3 that leave until the federal workforce is 5% smaller than it is today. Kyle says they'd also leave the federal pay freeze in place for another year and a half through mid-2014.
Again, on attrition, the president suggests that's the way to reduce the federal workforce with the Department of Commerce, for example. And if we can do it in that department, we can surely do it in others. There clearly is a place to save some money here by attriting federal employees, by continuing the pay freeze. Just a note on that, in my state of Arizona, our state employees have gone 5 years without a pay increase. So we think federal employees who have, as you saw by the news stories yesterday, a much better package of benefits and, on average, a higher compensation level than people in the private sector can do their part to help us meet this important goal.
Federal unions and other groups, as we've reported, dispute those federal-private sector pay comparisons as flawed. The new Senate bill is very similar to legislation proposed on the House side in December by that chamber's Armed Services Committee Chairman, Buck McKeon. McKeon issued a statement praising the Senate bill, calling it an imperfect but realistic solution. McKeon and other members of Congress are also signaling that they're planning to fight some of DOD's existing plans to find cost savings. He told an audience earlier this week that he will block a DOD proposal to ask for another round of defense base realignments and closures. New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte is also skeptical.
I have serious questions that BRAC ever sees savings. Before we enter another BRAC round, I think we really need to do a cost benefit analysis of whether we're really going to save any money. And I think it's very, very questionable. I don't think we should go forward with a BRAC round right now because of that. And we say that BRAC's going to avoid the politics. Well, sometimes there's more politics to BRAC's closures, in my view, and I've seen it up close and personal. So at the end of the day, if that's going to be the process, Why are we doing it? We're doing it to save money, and past process have not demonstrated that we're going to save money through BRAC.
DoD officials disagree. The Air Force, for example, says it already has at least 20% more base infrastructure than it needs. Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says Pentagon leaders strove to carefully balance the cuts they'll propose later this month. He warns Congress should think twice about upsetting that balance.
For those that would say we don't want you to tinker with infrastructure, I would say, okay. Where do you want me to tinker? You want me to tinker with manpower costs? Well, hell, you just told me not to screw around with pay, compensation, health care, and retirement. All right, well, you can't touch that. What about force structure? That's hard, man. You can't take that brigade out of Fort X because... Or modernization, are you going to under-equip it? And by the way, I didn't pass the Congressional Budget Act. I didn't pass the Budget Control Act. I didn't say, hey, how about hitting me with a bill for $500 trillion or whatever that guy was, $500 billion. So this is about taking the task, which is based on the Budget Control Act, find $487 billion, and applying it as proportionally as we can. And part of that is we're going to need to get our infrastructure under control. Now, by the way, we may get told, sorry, you can't do it. But we got to make it clear, if you withhold my ability to balance this thing, you actually could create some problems that you don't want to face downstream.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.